Welcome to Time and Space Limited presents TSL Radio Theater. Each week features the original radio and performance works of Linda Musman, performed by Claudia Bruce and members of TSL's theater company from over the years. Today's presentation is part one of The Nebraska of Questions, performed by Claudia Bruce, David Hirschberg, and David Kitazono.
I wrote this piece, The Nebraska of Questions, in 1981 as an experiment with language and sound. I wanted to create a Midwestern landscape, a kind of description of where I grew up. The title is a wordplay using the ASCA of Nebraska as a question that can't be answered. I grew up in Indiana where the landscape is similar to other places in the Midwest like Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska. They all had distinct parts of land divided into perfect sections. 640 acres equals 1 mile square. From larger sections, they divided it into smaller sections, and so on and so on. These sections looked like modern art if you were to see them from the sky.
The barn is big, the hay is made, and the little boy is to blow his horn. Is that the truth? It is the other side of the darkness and the Nebraska of questions. It is a shame that she was not from the South. What's a poor girl to do with all the meanness of the average and the disadvantage of the signified? House is made of stone from the field, the
farms were designed with fences or hedgerows and sections for crops, corn, wheat, rye, oats, hay, pasture, and so on. And then there was the barn and the house and the various other outbuildings for chickens, hogs, and so on. There were corn cribs and chicken houses. The windmill was also part of the landscape and was the way water got delivered. All farms had one. When I was growing up in the 50s, the 1950s, that is, there were remnants of the windmills scattered in the community, relics of the past. The landscape of the Midwest was the inspiration for this piece. With Claudia as a solo vocal performer accompanied by a saxophone and electric guitar. The voice is scored in a radical way to suit the poetry of the language.
The rose, where the corn does not grow, the rose, the endless rose, that wave and weave and make the mind a barren, and a complete, a row, and a knot, row, is impossible when I am there. I'm interested. I am interesting. I am amazed by the rose. I am amazed by the rose of people who discuss the past. These words make excuses. The rows of the corn and the wheat and the oats and the alfalfa. All these patches are the same as the apple pie and the coffee cake days that were made for me. To appreciate. All this is bliss. The names, the faces, those arbitrary pastries, those everyday notions, those travels that labored not noticeable. Then I did not remember them as I remember them now. And yet all the definitions slip by and the codes break down. It is the words and the choice and the sound and these letters and the stops and the markers that make thought and non-thought a mirror of some kind of opinion and of some kind of resistance to the truth and the lie that harbors in the sweat of each brow and the pit of each belly that makes the task of the substance a reality from which all references cannot be found.
I typed this script on a Royal typewriter made in America that required some strength to get the keys to strike the roller. And then there was the manual return of the carriage to return to the beginning of the margins. It was made of iron with heavy mechanical keys, and it was hard work to manufacture the text letter by letter. Rarely did I type my scripts. Most of mine were written by hand with a number 2 pencil.
It is the tone of the corn and the ton of the metaphor that is my idea. It is the lifting of the bucket and the hoist of the bushel that kills the notion all explanation. It is the south and the expectation of the weather and the hope for rain. It is the look of the cloud and the weight of the future that makes the man look abused and the women so tired. It is the life that is not recorded, not yet. It is not possible. It is the sound of the breath and the relationship of wind that inconsistent with the tunnel and the passage of the sound into my ears. It is the pleasure of music for me. It is the arbitrary and the pancake. It is the normal and the abnormal that may average a condition. The sun is a duty as well as the feeding of the cattle and the naming of the sheep. It is the rehearsal of the duet and the calling of the cows. It is the choice and the chosen that make the clock seem so ridiculous. It is the prayer and the choice of not being that makes the horizon seem so necessary. It is the ho, ho, ho horse and the steps. No, no, no. North, to have a look, to have a gaze upon. It is the tunnel and the abyss that is the ultimate of dialogues. It is the mystery in the pancakes and the chocolate. It is the roundness of the cookie that is the will of persuasion.
In addition to using the manual typewriter, I would also listen to Glenn Gould, who was playing Bach's Goldberg Variations. I listened over and over again as I typed away. He was an artist who deeply influenced my thinking. I was so taken with his piano playing that it inspired me to write the Nebraska of Questions using a typing machine. Gould's genius was part of my growing up as an artist. I am grateful for Glenn's work and pay homage to him. And my work also acknowledges the influence of John Cage as well. He was a member of the audience for this production and a neighbor in New York City. Both Gould and Cage helped me appreciate radical music from two very different perspectives. ¶¶
and the north a new kind of exposure. It is the walk through the garden that makes guests want to return, and the setting of the table just right somehow so that duty is now a luxury and order, a form. It is all the things and the displays of affection directed to the cows, and the affection directed to the horse. It is the sense and the non of existence, the way all of this blends together. It shall transcend the way of those who claim they do not know. It will all have to be considered. It will all have to be placed in the row next to the others.
I had also just been to Indiana and had filmed Claudia dancing in the cornfield after the harvest was in. It was November and she was dressed in white pants, white sweater, and her head was wrapped in a white cloth. I painted trees white and we planted them in the cornfields. And then we wound ribbons of white paper from tree to tree to make a paper fence that created a pattern in the space. The film was shot in black and white in the November winter against the woods near the cornfield of the family farm. It was cold, the ground was soft, and it was difficult to move. Claudia wore big boots and was wrapped from head to toe in white, so it was easy to see her figure as she danced across the dark landscape. This was the movie that I inserted into the piece as it was performed.
While the lions sleep and the Africans dream of all notions other than their own, we think of the Chinese and the starving children. The call will abandon the ear and the response will possess the tongue with a new kind of vigor. The wind impossible will inherit the earth with all the roots. The stumps will accompany the truth of the fall. It is then that the seventh will be near the eighth, and the future will again be returned to the simple movement of the sun in relation to the moon, and the stone in relation to the paper. The modern will abandon me. The orchestra will play.
The set was designed and built by Jun Maida at the storefront in New York City on West 22nd Street. It was constructed out of 1x3s and of some saplings used from the Danton's death set at La Mama. We brought the set materials home after La Mama, and Maida made a Midwestern space in the 22nd Street storefront. It was a kind of corn crib all wired together. The audience had to climb in and travel up a ramp to get to their seats. There were four rows of seats, and connecting the seating to the long, narrow space was a hanamichi, an extra stage section used in the Japanese kabuki theater. On this space, Claudia traveled onto the main stage to perform. Below the audience construction was a miniature farm, and our white cat, Miss Moon, managed it, for it was her home where she kept watch and where she was part of the performance.
Those incredible barn is big, the house is made of flat stone. One kitchen, one bathroom, four bedrooms, one dining room, one kitchen, one basement. There is a way for north, a way for west, a way for east, and the south. The wind has access. The sunlight is. It is the way. It is. Stories. All the buildings are near, the others are somehow not. The distance is a function and the pathway an ordinary walk. While the others are in line and wait to continue, the rose garden will bloom in the spring and into the summer. There will be yellow, red, and pink, and then there will be snowball bush is also a necessary. It adds to the borders of the buildings. It is the feminine touch to the gray tin roof and the unbending metal structures. It is the softness of the hydrangea that makes the tin of the tool shed a new kind of average. The total and the sum of the sum.
The space had a newly installed floor made of recycled wood, which made the space more friendly for the body and made the general soundscape much better. The space was greatly improved by the neighbors' abandoned shelving. While we lived in the Chelsea section of New York, time passed and the manufacturers on 22nd Street were moving to other locations or going out of business and closing. What they left in the dumpsters became part of our survival, and we recycled what we could. Those dumpsters provided the ways and means of many sets throughout the years. We had little money, but we did have time.
The parts calls away, and the avenue will make the path somehow and not a nuisance. The extreme right is explained. The north is protected while the windrow is also a way to remember the boundary and the shelter. The reference is not misplaced. It is somewhere else. The original is not to be recorded until the news is here. The angle and the view is what is at stake. The explanation will be at once a handy way to think about guides and points of interest. It is the proportional and the propositional that make the targets and the sway of the swing, while the birds sit in rows. They are not blackbirds. The wind sings them to sleep. The wheat holds the grain toward them. They swoop to gather the horn from the head. It is like that. It is. That is not a recall. That is a remember. The photograph will not be there to accompany the words. The words are worth a thousand pictures. The picture worth a thousand stones.
I made and projected the movies. I designed the lights and was the lighting person who followed the performers. The light reflected the landscape of the Midwest where I grew up, and it would change radically given the time of year and the drama of the storms. So the light was used to paint an atmosphere, not just light the characters. Two young musicians developed sounds and rhythms to support Claudia's voice. The backdrop was a large piece of white material and black threads attached here and there that imitated the quilts that my mother and grandmother had made.
It is the paper and the place and the place on the paper. It is the and the complaint. It is the forlorn and the greed of the cash. It is all the partial.
It is my tribute to the place where I grew up. It is all gone now, and this is what remains. Art is key to living, for art lives longer than time and duration of the thing itself. Listen up. Thanks go to Gerald von Stoddard for the remix you are hearing today.
While the others left, she remained loyal. The barn is big, the horse is tall, the hare is thick, certain time is called to comb and curry. The way is not always useful. The fetish is the absolute of passion. While all the others struggle with the middle, the ends are saluting the rider. It is the way. While the others can call habit a wise choice.
Time and Space Limited is a community-based arts organization under the direction of Linda Mussman and Claudia Bruce. Located at 434 Columbia Street in Hudson, New York, TSL provides year-round programming that includes live theater, independent documentary and classic movies, youth programs, simulcasts of the Metropolitan Opera and the National Theatre of London, as well as topical forums and community outreach events. To learn more, visit TSL on the web at www.timeandspace.org. Tune in next Wednesday at 3 p.m. for Part 2 of the Nebraska of Questions, the next edition of Time and Space Limited presents TSL Radio Theatre.